This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, lumber to farming. Ann Schwagel co-owns and operates Prairie Point Farm in Browns Valley, Minnesota. She is set, as a lot of farmers are, to start harvest soon on her corn and on her soybeans. So we have made her today's installment of our series, My Economy.
It's been an okay year, another year of kind of wild weather. Crops don't love going from cold and wet to very hot and dry. That will affect our yields. I think we'll have some of our crops will see a yield drag on it. For us, the name of the game is kind of spreading out our risk. One of the ways that we're doing that is diversifying our crop rotation. We, in late 2020, planted our first field of a perennial crop called Kernza. It's kind of a cousin of wheat. We also have been experimenting with other winter annual crops. So we're growing winter camelina. It's an oilseed crop, so it's being used in jet fuel and renewable diesel. I'm quite excited about kind of the co-benefits that not only am I doing something that's really climate smart and good for my soil health, there's an incentive in that you can have something to sell at the end too. I know that there are lots of headlines about food prices going up, and it's frustrating as a farmer because I know that I'm not getting wealthy off of those increased food prices. I am both a farmer and a professional and a mom, and I wear lots of different hats. And I love that about my life. But I do see it when I, you know, go grocery shopping for my two kids who are seemingly always hungry. It makes me kind of anxious for what we'll do as once those commodity prices that we're enjoying on the farm side go back down and we'll have a tighter and tighter margin. I've been planting a bigger garden every year as much as I have the bandwidth to take care of. It's something that I take a lot of pride in doing, planting and preserving to help try and kind of keep our regular grocery bill as in check as we can. As much as I can convince a 6 and a 9-year-old to eat more local seasonal ingredients, I'm trying to do that. They're also regular kids too. So it's striking that balance, right? They're like, but can we still get fruit roll-ups? I'm like, yeah, I guess you can still get your fruit roll-ups.
Come on, nothing like a fruit roll-up, right? Ann Schwagel there, Prairie Point Farm in Browns Valley, Minnesota. Hey, listen, let me know how things are going for you right now, would you? You can do it at marketplace.org/myeconomy.